Charles Shepherd, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
For people who may not have seen the sculpture in question, can you describe it for us?
Well, the Helmholtz sculpture is an abstract steel version of an orange bull with the big shoulders and the tight haunches. Apparently, the artist was originally thinking that you could magnetize the legs and a sphere could hover without touching anything due to magnetic fields. It did not work. That said, Mark DeSouvreau told me on the phone, he said, I loved the form, I loved the shape, and he wanted to name it for the scientist or a scientist who had the greatest impact in that field, who actually is a man named Hertz. And I said, well, Mark, how did it become Helmholtz? He says, Helmholtz was number two, and I didn't want anybody to think that it was the car rental company that I was naming this after.
And the number one, that's a great comeback. Also, how common would it be that something that as kinetic art was a failure would actually work as stationary art?
Very good point, because often when something is conceived and you've gone past the drawing stage and you're actually starting to construct something, it probably visually isn't going to work anymore. Design-wise, isn't going to work anymore if you've got major changes. In this case, I guess because the sphere that was going to hover didn't work, take that away for a minute and look at that form. That's a pretty good form.
The sculpture was knocked over by a driver who was allegedly intoxicated at the time. What is it like to get a call like that? What was your reaction when you heard about it?
Total disbelief. Totally thinking that they were talking about something else, either another sculpture or mistakenly thinking that someone had run into something that really wasn't art. Because the thing is so monumental, it couldn't, you know, fit into my realm of comprehension that somebody actually hit it with a truck and lived. So I thought, you're pulling my leg or you're mistaken. Then I could tell by the tone that they were not mistaken or pulling my leg.
No such luck.
Yeah.
Speaking of those kind of incidents, are they common? Is this something you plan for when you go to museum school?
No, they are not common. We do not plan for them. And Mark echoed the same thing, and I thought maybe he wouldn't. You know, I said, you know, this must be a disaster, but surely there are others. He goes, never anything like this. He said, I couldn't even imagine something like this. He loved the placement of it in the green by Arch United. 175 feet from any roadway. I mean, how much safer could you be? But obviously not safe enough.
What can you tell us about DeSouvreau himself?
DeSouvreau is an extraordinary individual on a lot of levels. He's an artist, and he's not in it for the money. He's in it for the integrity of making this work. And so he's really quite beloved by art students and art lovers everywhere. That's one sort of thing. Secondarily, he is a man who's overcome a number of obstacles, starting with the fact that late teens, early 20s, was paralyzed and willed himself through exercise and self-discipline to learn to walk again. And I think that is a defining experience that I think tells him that no matter what the art world throws at me, I can come through this. I can come through anything. And I don't have to do it for anybody else. I can do what I want to do. And he did it.
And is the piece that we have here representative of the DeSouvreau look?
It is. And it's actually, our work in Fort Wayne stands out as one of his best pieces ever, which even if you don't like abstract art, and some do and some don't, okay? But even if you don't, this is a masterwork. You know, let's think of Picasso for a moment. You may not like Guernica. You may not like paintings about war, but Picasso is still Picasso. And to have a Picasso in your city, a major one, would be an honor. To have a DeSouvreau is a great honor for Fort Wayne, for the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, for all the people.
You have vowed that you would return it to its glory. Now, why should it be restored? And what will that involve?
Well, this to me is going to be the most fascinating tale of art in the next year, even nationally. Mark is alive and well. I would want him to put his hand back to work so that this is legitimately always his piece. It will probably involve taking the piece apart, putting it on a truck, shipping it back to Mark DeSouvreau's studio in New York, and letting his team work with him directly rather than anticipating them having the time to come out here. How long would they have to stay? Many pieces will have to be totally rebuilt.
And what kind of a repair time are we thinking of?
I think this could take as long as a year. We're insured. The motorist is insured. No taxpayer dollar in this, no public money in this. It's all private purchase money, private fix-it money. So no one gets hurt. Everybody wins. I have to tell you that Mark would personally like to write a letter to the driver talking about the struggles of being a young person, having made some bad choices. Don't let that be, well, let it be the end of something, but not your life. Let it be the start of a fresh life in a new attitude. And I thought, how compassionate for the artist who suffered the violence to reach out in that way.
Charles Shepherd is the executive director of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, joining us today in our own Fort Wayne studios. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.